A Medrash says as follows. It says that the Goyal fell out on Rosh Chodesh Adar. It says that about Haman, v'lo matza ba shum schus. Haman didn't see any schus there for Klai Yisrael. Hitzchel harash al Yismayach. He became very happy. So chazar u'badak b'mazalos. Then he checked the mazal to do a thorough investigation. Balo mazal dagim. He saw that it was mazal dagim on Chodesh Adar. Shu mishamish Chodesh Adar. V'lo matza ba schus. And he didn't see any schus in the mazal of Chodesh Adar v'samach. Yad v'yomar. Ein lo ischus, mazalo ein lo ischus. So there's no schus, and the mazal has no schus. V'lo od. So Haman was happy on three counts. First of all, that there was no schus, and that the mazel had no schus. Furthermore, the Moshe Rabbeinu died. Interesting to note that the Medrash says that Moshe died on Rosh Chodesh Adar. So according to this Medrash, Ptiras Moshe is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Whatever the case may be, Haman Simcha is that Adar has no mazel, which has a schus, and no schus in of its own, and Moshe's p'tir. And the Medrash concludes, little did he know, that Leidas Moshe was also at that time, like the Gemara says, just with a slightly more biariches, this version. If you take a look at the Medrash at length, it goes through each and every month why he disqualifies each month because of its schus, because of its mazel. So he really did his research. This idea that Adar has no mazel and has no schos and the p'tir of Moshe, and the fact that he favors this month due to these inyanim, we're familiar with that which the Gemara says that ain mazel Yisrael, that there is no mazel for Klal Yisrael, and there are certain things of which the Gemara says that lav b'schusan talya milsa, that they're not totally in schos, rather they're totally in mazel. There's an idea that Klal Yisrael is higher than Schus and higher than Mazel. And it's clear, therefore, from the fact that Haman, when he discovered through his research and what he counted his research on, the Haina, that there should be a Schus or a Mazel, what is the Schus of the Mazel? So, at its shayrish, this is not no geir to Klal Yisrael at all. Because that which is totally in schus, which is totally in mazel, doesn't bind Klal Yisrael, as we'll explain momentarily, Mitzvah. The beginning of this idea begins with that which the Magid, Schus Yagin Alinu, says on the inyan of Ein Mazel Yisrael. He says, Ein means Ein Mazel Yisrael. That this place called Ayin is the mazel of Klal Yisrael. And to be familiar with this concept, which is a very strong inyan in Chassidus, one must realize that when we speak many times about something which is or which is not, we speak about it in terms of called Yesh and Ayin. Yesh Ayin. Yesh is considered to be that which is in existence, and Ayin is considered to be that which is lamala from existence. The fact that Klal Yisrael have a shayrish in a place called Ayin, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So that's a place which has to do with the shayrish Nishmas Yisrael. There's a place which is shaykh to Klal Yisrael, which is called Yisrael, of which their mazel is called Ayin. Now, this place called Ayin, which is Mazel Yisrael, is the opposite of Amalek. Because Amalek is considered to be the shayrish of all Gaiva. Like we know that Haman himself made an Avodah Zarah out of himself. He himself was an Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that anybody who's a Baal Avodah, who is Kolam Isgaya, right, he's like an Avodah Zarah. So it was the Gaiva of Haman which made himself into a Getchke, which made him into an Avodah Zarah. Because a Malik is considered to be the Tachlis of all Yeshus. Klal Yisrael is considered to be the Tachlis of all Ayin. Of Al Bittel, of Al Anova, the opposite of Gaiva. And so therefore, Haman and Amalek cannot understand, being that their place is in Yesh, the secret of Ayin. To them, Ayin just means something which is not in existence, because anything which is not Shaykh to Yesh doesn't exist. So therefore, Ayin is not a reality. So when Haman, from his perspective, is trying to gauge what's the best month, and he's being toileted in Zchus, and he's being toileted in the Zchus of the Mazel, like, he has no hasaga of what it means, Mazel to Yisrael. That there's something which is called Ein. The Ayin is the Mazel for Yisrael. Because someone who's Shaykh and his Shairus is in Yesh, how could it be completely Teufis and to be Masik, the Inyan of Ayin? But really, even Ayin is a secret of Yeshus, of which that there's a buried and there's a hidden Yeshus, even to the place called Ayin. This is what the Chazal say. B'chol Makom Shenemar Ayin, says in the Medrash, any time the Torah says the word Ayin, Mechlal de Havilah, which means that there's a secret Yeshus there. One of the places where we find this concept, that the Medrash brings, is by Anara Hamirasa. That it says, Tzaka Anara Hamirasa, Ve'ein Mashiela, that she was crying, that she was screaming out. And that's why she's allowed to return to her husband. Aval Ein Mashiela, but there was nobody who can help her. So the Medrash says, Ein Mechlal de Havilah. Because if somebody screams and somebody shouts with all their kliyach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a place where they're completely hopeless, it's nizgala that behind the ayin is really a yesh. And this really, as I heard from my Rebbe as well, depicts the whole inyan of Esther. That the reason why Esther was allowed to come back to Mordechai is because she was on this place called Ein Moshiela. That there was a place where she had Yeshua, which comes from the place of Mashiach. Which allowed her to return to Mordechai. And that she was not held accountable, of what Chazal say, Karka Olam. That Esther was like Karka Olam, which means Karka Olam means she was at the Tachlis of Bittul. She was on the Darg of Ayin, of which the Megillah testifies, Ein Esther Magedes Meiladita. Ein Esther. Esther was like an Ayin. And she's not Magedes Meiladita. Meiladita is like her Yeshus. She doesn't reveal her Yeshus. She has a Yeshus, but she doesn't reveal her Yeshus. And we find this by Mashiach Tzidkenu also. By Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Torah says, Ein Menachem La, says in Eicha, Ein Menachem La, Ein Mechlal Dehava. Mashiach, whose name is Menachem, that there's a secret by Menachem, by Mashiach, which is called Ein Menachem La. The secret of Menachem is the secret of Ayin. And Menachem is Gematria Ein Mazel. And Mashiach is a Lashon Yesh. So the secret of Mashiach Menachem, like we know Mashiach's name is Menachem, is the secret of Ein Mazel Yisrael. It's a union, it's a perfect unity between Ayin and Yesh. And this is something which Amalek can't be toifes. They can't understand how there could be a secret Yesh buried within the Ayin, as if they say that the Shoresh of all Yeshus comes from Ayin. That's what we find by Amalek. The Torah tells us that when Klai Yisrael traveling, in Rafidim, it says that clients were besafei kayesh Hashem bekibino imayim, and immediately after that it says vayavu amalek. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that because clients were besafek on this inyan of ayin and yesh, that's why amalek came to pounce upon them. Amalek, as we know, is gematria safek. So since they had sfekus by Hashem of yesh and ayin, that's why amalek came. And the Zohar says it wasn't the fact that they actually had sfeikos. It's mutil achkar. It's something which a person is, one is allowed to be chaker in, but only if the emuna comes before the chakir. The Zohar says that they did it l'nesyona. They did it to try HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is using, if he puts his gaiva first and he's like, let me test this. Is this true or is it not true? That's called a malik. But if a person has emuna, like we find by Moshe, vayihi yad of emuna, that he had hands of emuna when he fought against the malik, and uses his hands to be chaker, is it or is it not? So then that's right. Roy v'nachon to do. But to do it b'nisyayna, that's not okay. Because that means that there's a pagam in the shorish of emunah. So Malik, who's gematria safek, that they make sfekos and ha'yish Hashem yikibinu imayin, from which vayav a Malik comes after, that's make milchama with b'nei Yisrael. So when Klai Yisrael make milchama between the ayin and the yesh, that they can't see how ayin and yesh can go together, so that's when Amalek, who's the tachas of yesh, comes to do battle with Yisrael, which is the tachas of ayin. But it's up to us. If we have stikas in Yishin Ayin, that's called in the world machlekes b'shini Yisrael and Amalek. Now this ruach of Mashiach, which we find already in the beginning of creation, the Torah says v'ruach merachefes al pnei amayim. That the whole birth of creation came from what's called the Ruach Merachefes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there would be Nishmas Mashiach, and from there came the world. Chazal say, Ruach Merachefes, Zu Ruach Hashem Mashiach. That this Ruach Hashem Mashiach, again, like we said before, is this Yichud between Yesh and Ayin. That the Yeshus of the world, that the Bereshus, the Yeshus of the world came out of, first that there was Ayin, but because in the Ayin there's a secret Yesh, so the Yesh was birth, gave birth, it came forth from the Ayin, that's called Ruach Hashem Mashiach. Now this Ruach Hashem Mashiach is the secret Ani Astayti, what we say in Tehillim, Af Ein Yesh Ruach Befihem. What the Pasuk is alluding to, we say this every Shabbos, right? Shabbos Tehillim, which we say, right? In Pesukei Dezimra, Af Ein Yesh Ruach Befihem, Kamon Yosek Hoshav V'techman, Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem, right? Af Ein Yesh Ruach Befihem. This is what's called Af, even Ein Yesh Ruach. That there's a ruach which is called Af Ein Yesh Ruach. There's a yichud of yesh and ayin in that ruach. That's called Ruach Hashem Mashiach. And we see that it's called Af. Af Ein Yesh. Af in the pasuk means even so. Which means to say that, because it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that the ayin and the yesh go together. So Af Ein Yesh Ruach Befihim. But on a deeper level, the reason why it refers to Mashiach, because even the word Af refers to Mashiach. Because we know that of all the places on the body, I should say on the face, which correspond to Mashiach more than anything, it has to do with the Af. The nose is considered to be the place of Mashiach on the body. As the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Rav Nachman has a piece on this, B'tihilasi echet tamlach, that Mashiach's koyach is through tefillah, and tefillah has to do with the chaytem, has to do with the nose. And as the pasuk says about Mashiach, v'heiricho b'yiras Hashem. V'heiricho is a lashon reyach. V'heiricho b'yiras Hashem. So Mashiach has a koyach which is associated with the Af. And the reason why it's association with the Af is because the Af is the place of Chaim. As it says, v'yipach ba'apav nishmas Chaim. That Adam, that his Chaim comes from his Af. That we know we breathe in through our nose. So since the secret of all life comes from the nose, which is the Af, therefore the Af, we know Mashiach is called Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem. That he's the Ruach of the Af. That's called Af Ein Yesh Ruach Befihem. That the secret life which Mashiach will blow into Klal Yisrael, like the Shofar, is going to blow into Klal Yisrael the Sod of life, the secret of life, which is the secret of Af Ein Yesh. That there's a secret life of a Yichud of Af and of Ayin and Yesh, which goes together. That's what we know. We're familiar with that which the B'nai Sassar says, Barichos and other Sfarim, that there's a very strong line, a theme, which takes place during the Megillah, which is associated with the Inyan of Af. Mordechai's name is Mardror, which is associated with Ketairas, and Ketairas is Mekusher to the Inyan of Af, of the smelling of the sense of the Ketairas. Esther and the Hadassah and Givreach, Vechule, Chai Vinish Lubesume, Lubesume is Elashin Reach, which is Shaykh to the Af. What's not as familiar is that the Medrash says that Mordechai's tefillah, which he davened, says in the Medrash, that the pasuk which he quoted in order to arouse Hashem's rachmanas and klaisa was the pasuk at the end of the Teichacha. It says, "Af gam zayis be'eres eveyhem lema'asi v'legaltim l'chaloisa." Because Chazasi l'chaloisam zu Haman, that Haman wanted to be mechales b'nei Yisrael, l'hashmi l'arug l'abe, v'chaloisam, right, in the tsar of Haman. And it's interesting that Mordechai begins his tefillah with Af Gam Zois Be'eretz Oyveihem, even when we're in the lands of our enemies, Af Gam Zois. That he begins his tefillah with the word Af. Which is also interesting that the Medrash says that there are four people that they began their sentences with the word Af. One of them is Haman. The Nachash is one. The Tsar Ha'oifim is another one. And Kairach is another one. Haman says, Af Lehevia Esther, that in the top of his gaiva, where he says, V'cholzei nenu shayveli, that he was at the Mishteh, and Esther liked him, and Achashverosh liked him, everybody liked him, he says the word Af. And immediately after he says the word Af, he has his downfall. Everything starts to fall for him. Because he unlocked the secret of Av, which is the Ruach Hashem Mashiach. What's interesting is that this Suda, which Esther brought Haman to, the Medrash Mishlei calls this Suda Af Arecha Shulchana. Now, it simply means Af, she even set the table for him. But Af Arecha Shulchana means Af, that she set the stage for Af, that she set the stage for the revelation of the Ruach Hashem Mashiach. What's interesting is that this, Chazal say, was the night of Pesach. And night of Pesach, we have Shulchan Arech, right? So the Rem is here that the Suda which she set, we know that Mordechai was Mevatel Korban Pesach that year. Yet it's called Shulchan Arech. Af Arech HaShulchana. Maybe we'll come back to this when we speak about Magid, if we remember to do so. But anyways, this is all Shaykh K'tayres. K'tayres is the secret of Af. Af Einish Ruach B'fihem, the Yuchud of Ayin and Yesh. It's like K'tayres is Gematria Ein Mazal Yisrael. Because K'tayres brings out this place called Ein Mazal Yisrael, and that's exactly what happened through Mordechai and Esther. They revealed the secret of Ein Mazal Yisrael, which Haman didn't understand, which is this Yichud of Ayin and Yesh B'yachad. Also interesting is that the Megillah and Daf Tes, the Gemara Megillah Tesayinim and Aleph says that when Haman was about to fall, where he comes and he tells, where he thinks that Achashverosh really wants to honor him around town, so after it's discovered that really Achashverosh means Mordechai, so Haman tries to get out of it. And Haman starts to say, hey, what's the big deal? Why do you have to ride Mordechai around town like this? Just give him a river. Just give him a river and we'll be yotze. So Achashverosh says, yeah, you know what? Also give him a river. It's not just give him a town, give him a place. Right? So he says, yeah, give him that too. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar has more of an arichas in this, and there's another Medrash Agedas this Esther, which has a very long arichas, that everything that Haman said, as if to get out of it, so that Achashverosh wouldn't give this cover to Mordechai, Achashverosh says, yeah, this too, and this too. You know what this is? This is the secret of Loizu Afzu. That since Mordechai was masig, this darga of Af, which means even, so that's why for everything that Haman said in Mordechai's moment of godless, the king said, yeah, loizu afzu. Afzu, afzu, afzu. Because this is the Malkus Shalem, this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and bring that the whole secret of the Gula coming from this place called Af. That's why each and every time, Mordechai gets more and more and more. And this is the secret which one spoke about a couple years ago, Barichos. There's a secret called Af Emunascha B'Kahal Kedoshim, which David HaMelech speaks about in Tehillim, Peites, called Af Emuna. There's a secret which is called the Emuna of Af, which we can't get into now, which is shaykh to this idea of Vayipach Ba'af Nishmas Chaim, the secret of Chaim, the secret of life, which is Neskala and Purim, that if a person is taifis on this dag of Af Emuna, so he's zoyche to these madrigas. Now we know that Haman was hung on the eights. So what is the secret of this eights Chamishim, Gabriel Chamishim Amma? So we know that Haman has a shaykhis to the Eitz Hadas, Hamin Ha'Eitz, of which the Nachash, by the way, opens and says, Af. So the Haman who has a shaykhis to this Eitz of the Eitz Hadas is Nitzle, that he has Tliya on this Eitz Gavayach HaMishimam. Now the simple pshat would be to say that this Eitz, which we haven't yet identified what it is, maybe it is the Eitz Hadas, because he's hung on it. But actually, it would be more mistaber to say, although both are true, Eidu ve'Eidu divrei Elokim Chayim, that this Eitz really has a shayches to the Eitz HaChayim. Because originally this Eitz was supposed to be for Mordechai. It was built for Mordechai. Mordechai's shayrish is the Eitz HaChayim. Vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim, because Mordechai has a shayches to Ayin. As it says, Ein Mordechai korea mishtacha v'loi. That Haman, who is the root, he's the peak of all Yeshus, that he made himself into Avodah Zarah, at that place where he manifests his Yeshus, the Torah says, the Megillah says, Ein Mordechai. Mordechai is an ayin, and therefore he doesn't bow down to the yeshus of Haman. But since that this eitz was designated to be from Mordechai, and Mordechai is the daiga of ayin, Mordechai is the secret of ayin, so really this is an eitz called ayin. This is the eitz of ayin. So there's an eitz of yeshus, which is the eitz hadas, and there's an eitz of ayin, which is the eitz achai. Haman, who is the tachlis of yeshus, him and his sons, gets hung on the eitz achai. So this Eitz, as I heard from my Rebbe, but you know, I along these lines I thought as well, Baruch Hashem, is that the Zayar, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that this Eitz is the secret of the leg of the letter Kuf. The leg of the letter Kuf in Halacha, even in Hilchas Safras, is a Vav, is a Nun. It's a long Nun, it's an end Nun, a Nun Sofis. So the fact that Haman and his sons were hung on this tree, which is an end Nun, so Haman is an Aleph, he's one person, Aseres Banav is Yud, and since the Eitz is a Nun, so together it spells Ayin. So Haman and his sons, which is the Tachlis of Yeshus, which we know the Yud Aleph Samani Haktayras, is hung on this Nun. So together it spells Ayin. So the Tachlis of Yesh, which is Haman, is hung on the tree of Mordechai, which is Ayin, that's the secret of the Eitz Chaim. A remiss to this Eitz, and this is really the secret of the Eitz Chaim, that had Adam HaRishon eaten from the Eitz HaChayim first, he would have been allowed to eat from the Eitz HaDas. Because if you put your Emuna before your Das, you can understand. So this Eitz, which Haman was hung on, is a remiss to an Eitz which we find in the Torah and Parshas Shalach by the Meraglim. The Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden before they go into Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim, Hayesh ba'Eitz im Ayin. Hayesh ba'Eitz im Ayin. Apparently, just like we find that Haman makes B'nai Yisrael say, Hayesh Hashem b'Kirbeinu im Ayin, similarly, there's a type of an eitz which is called Hayesh ba'eitz im ayin. There's an eitz which is shayach to the inyan of yesh and ayin. Now here Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. And Moshe is the opposite of Haman. Moshe is the opposite of Amalek. And Moshe says in Bivados, Hayesh ba'eitz im ayin. The Zohar says, Zu eitz hachayim. That the secret eitz which Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to here is the eitz hachayim, which is called the eitz of Hayesh ba'eitz im ayin. It's a yichud of yesh and ayin. And what did Moshe say? Vizchazakdem, you should grab onto the Eitz HaChaim when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Unlike Adam who didn't take hold of the Eitz HaChaim when he was in the Gan. Vizchazakdem. Because the reason why it's Vizchazakdem, because we know in Halacha that every Chazaka is Miyashiv a Safik. There's a Safik in Halacha, so you come onto a Chazaka. Right? Cheska Samarakama, Chazaka Meikara, Cheska Shalashanim, whatever it is, we use a Chazaka. So that's called Vizchazakdem. That the koyach of chazaka, when you're toifis Eitz HaChaim, it gives you a koyach of chazaka, which is mevatel the sfeikos of Haman. And then it says, ulakachtem mipri ha'aretz. Mipri is the osios Purim. Ulakachtem mipri ha'aretz, I'm able to take the secret of Purim. V'hayamim yimei bikuri anavim. These are the days of where the anavim are ripe. The reason why the anavim are ripe is because the anavim is where the secret of the yayin comes from, which is the yayin of Purim. That the Yayin of Purim comes from the Eitz HaChaim. It comes from this place where there's a yichud, where there's an understanding of Ayin and Yesh together. But the only way to get to this Dargah, of the Dargah of Eitz HaChaim, is only of Chayv Inish Levesume Ad Lo Yada Bin Aruham L'Vorach Mordechai. If you drink Levesume Ad Lo Yada to the place where you get rid of the Das, the influence that the Eitz HaDas has on you, and you come to the place of Chaim, which is the Eitz HaChaim, by the place of the Eitz HaChaim, there's no Havchana between Mordechai and Haman. That because the Yeshus of Haman and the Ayin of Mordechai, they're really one and the same in the place of Chaim. So really what we do on Purim is that we unlock through the Shtiyas HaYayin, we get to the place where we reveal the Eitz HaChaim, which is the secret of Hayesh ba'Eitz im Ayin. Where there's a Yichud of Yesh and Ayin together. Where there's no difference between Mazel and Schus v'chule v'chule. It's a place where the Ayin and the Yesh are together. And that's what Haman didn't understand. That's what it means when it says that Haman didn't understand that not only was Moshe, did he die on that day, but he was born on that day. Because the death of Moshe is called Ayin. But the birth of Moshe, which is called the Yeshus within the Ayin, that Haman doesn't know. Because Haman can't see the secret that there's a hidden Yeshus within the Ayin. But when he's hung on the tree of Mordechai, which is the Ayin, then he returns to his Shayrish. Because the Shayrish of all Yesh really comes from Ayin. And that's the secret which we unlock on Purim. And when you do that, when you return Haman to his Shayrish, when you return Haman and the Yeshus to his place of Ayin, which is a complete bittul, then even he has a Hishchachus. That there's a new Yayin which is birth. A new Yesh which gives birth. And this is the secret of Mechiyas HaMalek. The secret of Mechiyas HaMalek is that what Hashem wants with Mechiyas HaMalek is to do a chesed for Haman and HaMalek. Because their Yeshus right now is corrupt. But if you completely annihilate every single Zeichar of them, which means that they have no Yeshus left, and they go up to Ayin, then when you come up to Ayin, you have a rebirth and you're born new again, the way you're supposed to be. Because really, the whole secret of the Yeshus of an Adam is supposed to be mushrish in his ayin. That's called anava. That the ayin and the yesh have to come and be in the same place. So by making mechias a malik and raising up a malik to the place of ayin, which is the shayresh, then Hama will be birthed, will be born good again, because he comes from the makom of kedusha. And that's the secret of what the Arizal says, that when you drink Adolayada on Purim, you're supposed to be able to be so drunk that you confuse Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman, that you even say Baruch Haman. Why should you say Baruch Haman? Because when you return Haman, which is the Tachas of the Eishes, to his place at Ayin of Bittul, where it has his Chachos, so from that place you can even say Baruch Haman, because Haman is Makusher to the Baruch Mordechai, which is the Shor Shemayim. So the whole secret of Timchas Tzeichah Malik is the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Amalek. That's why Mordechai is Gematria Rav Chesed. That his chesed even extends to Haman, which is a Gevaldik chesed, Roiv Banav. That his whole gaiva was Roiv Banav. That he said, I have a lot of children, I have a lot of yeshus, Roiv. But Mordechai is Gematria Roiv Chesed. That his chesed extends even to the place of gaiva. That he even wants to include within himself even that yeshus, that gaiva of Haman. That's the chesed of Mordechai. That's why there's a Medrash which says that when Haman's downfall, that they said about him the pasuk which it says in Iyov, Royov Yomru Ayo, that those who see him will say Ayo, where has he gone? Because that's because he went to the place of Ayin, to the place of Ayo, Ayeh Mekom Kavayde, which is Gematria Malik. That when a Malik goes up to Ayeh Mekom Kavayde, to that place of Ayeh, of Ayu, of Ayin, so they have a Hischachus. And that's what we read after Zecher, after Zacha, we read Para, and then we read Chadash. Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh HaZadachem means that there'll be a new Hischachos of Lachem of your Yeshus. That when the Yeshus goes up to the guy, the Gaiva goes up to the Anava, the Yesh goes up to Ayin, there's a rebirth. That's called HaChodesh HaZadachem. It is a Hischachos to Haman and to the Klipa, to the Sitra'acha as well. So with this we can understand that which it says, that the nace of Purim begins with Bayom Hashvi Kitayv Lev Hamalach Bayayin. Now the Yoras Dvash says that this day of the calendar, the Gemara says it was on Shabbos. The Yoras Dvash says it was on Yom Kippur. Huh? The last day of the Mishnah, the 187th day of Achashverosh Suda, was on Yom Kippur, if you understand actually it says. So it works out because the Rakeach says that the 180 days of the Suda, the first Suda, was from Nisan until Tishrei. That's 180 days there, right? 6 months, 6 times 30, 180, from Nisan till Tishrei. Which is interesting, that means to say that the Suda began on in Nisan, and we know that Haman was killed in Nisan. So therefore, the days in which the Suda began, that was his Nefilah. Now, after, when you come to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, there may have been a reprieve for, like, just to give for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe they didn't have the Suda Rosh Hashanah. But then there were 7 days from Tzom Gedalia until Yom Kippur, which is interesting that the last Sudas began on Tzom Gedalia, right? And then it ended on Yom Kippur. So the last day, which is the day where Vashti came out and she was killed, and that was the whole turnaround. That's where Esther was born from, right? Esther's whole climax, her whole swing to the top began Yom Kippur. That the Yeshua ben Esau began on Yom Kippur. That's because Vashti was killed. It makes sense. Yom Kippur is the day where there's no Satan. Right? So it turned into our favor. That the day which he thought would be his day, where there would be no hope for B'nai Yisrael, he tried to squash us on Yom Kippur, turned everything around, and that's when Vashti was killed. Why Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is the day of the year where it's Mamash Ayin. It's the day on the calendar where Ayin. You don't eat, you don't drink. Eating and drinking brings a person to Gaiva. Right? There's a Chazal which says that. Ein adam miskar ela mitoch achil ushtia. So Yom Kippur is the day of Ayin. It's not even included in the 365 days of the Gemara. It says Hasatan is 364. There's one day missing. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Ayin. Complete Bittul Takadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim Ayin Kilagamre. And that's why Esther's whole Yeshua begins on Yom Kippur, the Yeshua of Klai Yisrael, because the whole Yeshua against Achashverosh and Haman has to begin on Yom Kippur, which is the day of Ayin. Ein Esther. Her whole Tkuma of Ein Esther begins on the day of Ayin, which is Yom Kippur. We're drinking on this day of Ayin, which is Yom Kippur. The Megillah says, that at that Suda, Hashem will do whatever anybody wants. So Gemara says, Ish v'ish, zu Haman and Mordechai. It's fair that they're being compared one to each other. Ish v'ish. One is Mordechai, one is Haman. How can you even group them in the same sentence? The Torah says that since it's Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur we see at least Spalal, Filan, Vayanim, everybody has a Yeshua on Yom Kippur, even the biggest Rasha. So on Yom Kippur, there is an equality between Haman and Mordechai. It's Yom Kippur, it's the Bechin of Eitz HaChaim, where there's no Havchana between Mordechai and Haman. It's Lamalam in Adas. Yom Kippur is the day of the Eitz HaChaim, which where there's a Kapora for the Eitz Adas. So since it's Yom Kippur, that's where there's a Yeshua. Now, Purim is even higher than Yom Kippur. Like we know from the Zohar, Yom HaKippurim, it's like Purim. Why is Purim greater than Yom Kippur? The Torah says, because Yom Kippur is a day of Ayin, which is complete bittul, but there's no Yeshus on Yom Kippur. But Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because Purim reveals that there's a secret Yeshus within the Ayin. And that's why in Yom Kippur, we don't eat and drink, but on Purim, there's a chiv to eat and drink. Because Purim reveals that within the Ayin there's a place called Yesh, where that Yesh is nichlal in the Ayin. So Yom Purim, you can have all the milas of Yom HaKippurim, and you can eat your cake too. Okay, that's an expression like that. You can have your cake and eat it too. So that's the Inyan of Purim. It's the Yesh which is the skala within the Ayin. This is the secret of which we say, Chayev Inish Levesume Ad Lo Yada. So we said Levesume. But before we get to that, I'll just share that the Gemara says, "V'hoya LaHashem LaShem Zu Mikra Megillah." V'hoya LaHashem is gematria Af. LaShem is gematria Ein Yash. So that's the secret of Af Ein Yash. So the Megillah reveals the secret of the Ein and the Yesh together. That's why it's called Megillas Esther. Megillah is a Lashon Giloy, which is Yesh. Esther is a Lashon Hester, which is Ein. So Megillas Esther, Zumik and Megillah, is the Inyan of the Yichud of the Ayin and the Yesh. That they're not in steer with each other. That's why even Mordechai brings a Yeshua for Haman. That's called Baruch Haman. Because there's a Yesh which is Nichlal within the Ayin called Af Ein Yeshuach Befim, which is the Ruach of Mashiach, which is the Ruach of Mordechai. Mordechai was the Bechin of Mashiach. So Chayiv Inish L'Besumi Adil Yadav Bin Arhar and Baruch Mordechai. So we said before that by drinking, a person is mevatel his das, which is the bechina of the Eitz HaDas, and he comes to a place, which is the Eitz HaChaim, which is the secret of Chaim. Or by the Eitz HaChaim, this complete hishtavis, that we don't look at Zchus and Mazel, it's above that, it's Ein Mazel Yisrael, that Klai is all rooted in the Eitz HaChaim. So that's why it says Chayiv Inish. Inish is the word Ayin Yesh. Picture that in your head. Aleph Yod Nun Yod Shin. Chayiv Inish is the secret. Because right, the whole secret is that by drinking on Purim, Adal Yada, you reveal your Nekudas Inish, which is your Ayin Yesh, the Besume, which is Af. So you reveal your Af Ein Yeshuach on Purim when you come to that Makom of Adal Yada bin Arhan Baruch Mordechai, which is the Hizdavkas and the secret of the Eitz HaChaim, Hayish Be'etzim Ayim, V'lakachtem Yipir Aretz, Hayami Yibikur Anavim. This is the Yayin of Purim, which gives a person the Chayzik, the Chazakah, to Mevatal Al Sveikas and understand that there's a place in Shemayim which is Lamala Min Adas, that Haman and Amala can't be Taif, which is the Yichud of this Ayin and Yesh Biyach. And Shem Baruch Hu should help us through this Chos of the Mikra Megillah, Chos of Ein Mordechai, Ein Esther, Maged, this Pailat, that we should be Zeichet, to be Dovek to the Eitz HaChaim, ultimately to the Eif and the Pi Eitz HaChaim, be Eskar Tzedek, Mehev Amen.